The streets of the Malaysian capital, Kuala Lumpur, are now calm after massive demonstrations over the weekend calling for the resignation of the Prime Minister Najib Razak. Najib Razak has been accused of pocketing $700 million of public money, money that was linked to Malaysia's heavily indebted state development fund, the 1MDB. The Prime Minister has denied any wrongdoing, saying the money came from an unnamed donor. But that hasn't appeased his critics, including one of Malaysia's most powerful figures, the former Prime Minister Mahathir Mohamad, who says Najib Razak's position is now untenable. Linda Lopresti reports.
Malaysian Prime Minister Najib Razak is facing explosive allegations of embezzlement and corruption that go to the very core of his leadership and the legitimacy of his government. But his attempts to contain this crisis continue to take a knock. Swiss authorities have now announced they're investigating suspected corruption at Malaysia's 1MDB state investment fund after allegations surfaced last month that Mr. Najib had pocketed almost $700 million of public money. The Prime Minister has denied the allegation, saying the money was a private donation, and the country's anti-corruption agency cleared him of any wrongdoing. But for many Malaysians, that simply isn't good enough, and they've taken to the streets in the thousands, calling for the Prime Minister to step down.
Some excuses that they gave us is like, so stupid. Stupid answer, what kind of donation? Billion US dollar in your bank account, and then you say that it's donation.
The pro-democracy group behind weekend protests in Kuala Lumpur says it will continue to demonstrate against the Prime Minister until he resigns, and they have an unlikely ally in former Prime Minister Mahathir Mohamad, who has described Mr. Najib as corrupt, a liar and a thief.
There is no more rule of law. The only way for the people to get back to the old system is for them to remove this Prime Minister. We must remove this Prime Minister.
But Najib Razak has a huge concentration of power. Not only is he the Prime Minister, he's also the Finance Minister and the sole shareholder and signatory of the 1MDB Development Bank. Ibrahim Sufian is one of Malaysia's leading political analysts and the co-founder and program director of the Merdeka Center for Opinion Research in Kuala Lumpur. He says given Mr. Najib's strong power base, it won't be easy to remove him from office.
There are, in reality, only three possible peaceful ways of removing a sitting prime minister. One is through a party election. Second is through a motion of no confidence through the Malaysian parliament. And the third is through a general election, which is only going to be held sometime in early 2018. In all of these three options, it depends on lawmakers or senior political party figures making the conclusion that he's a liability for them and that they need to make the move against him. So far, we have not seen signs that point to this conclusion, at least for the senior officials of his party or the lawmakers in the ruling coalition.
Mr. Najib has refused to resign and has called for national unity. He's responded to his critics by sacking his deputy for questioning him over the scandal and removed the Attorney General for investigating him. He's also sacked a number of other cabinet ministers and disabled the Parliamentary Accounts Committee, which had been looking into the 1MDB scandal. And it continues. Mr. Najib has threatened to sue the Wall Street Journal, which initially reported the allegations against him. He's also suspended a number of Malaysian newspapers and issued an arrest warrant for the British editor of the Sarawak Report, which has been reporting on abuse of power in Malaysia. Editor Claire Recastle-Brown told ABC TV the arrest warrant only demonstrates the Prime Minister's desperation to survive.
Well, I've been harassed, and I think the objective is to intimidate me, more particularly intimidate people who are trying perhaps to talk to me, meet with me in the normal course of my work. But I'm not very impressed by the arrest warrant and the threat to put me on the Interpol red list and get me dragged kicking and screaming from the UK to face Malaysian justice. I don't think they've got much hope of making any of that stick against me. But I do think that people in Malaysia are getting a message loud and clear that they can do even this to foreigners. It's part of a major crackdown that's going on in Malaysia against anybody who speaks out about 1MDB, and indeed against several official bodies who've just been trying to go about their official task of investigating this massive scandal, which concerns the disappearance of billions of dollars from a public fund.
But the botched attempt to stifle expression has only further angered Malaysians, who have also suffered the implementation of a goods and services tax this year, as well as a devaluation in the local ringgit currency to a 17-year low. Malaysians are becoming increasingly frustrated with the government, which has been accused of growing complacency because the ruling Barisan Nasional coalition has been in power for almost six decades. But political analyst Ibrahim Sufian says unless that anger spreads out of Kuala Lumpur and into Malaysia's rural districts, which are historically loyal to the ruling party, Mr. Najib will survive.
What we've seen over the last weekend are protests that are centred mostly from voters from the urban parts of the country. Yet the government party rests its strength on the rural districts of the country. And until and unless the protest movement gathers steam and begins to include support from the rural segments of the Malaysian population, I think only then would a push against Prime Minister Najib become a viable project.
That's Ibrahim Sufian, a political analyst and co-founder and program director of Malaysia's Merdeka Centre for Opinion Research. Ending that report from Linda Lopresti.